This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Forming a faith community doesn't require a lot of people, but it does take a lot of work. And right now, a group of Druids in Mid-Missouri is going through the process of creating their own church. Faith and Values reporter Evan Townsend has the story of White Hawthorn Protogrove.
Key Kavarth and four other members of the White Hawthorn Protogrove talk over food at a restaurant in downtown Columbia. Today they are planning their ritual to recognize the spring equinox.
So, probably for the rite, we could maybe have, sort of an agricultural focus.
These five have been meeting periodically for sandwiches and fellowship for nearly half a year. They are neo-druids, people who draw on a multitude of pantheons to find positive ethics, natural harmony, and spiritual connection. Since the fall of 2012, Key Kavarth and the others have been fighting to become a church.
White Hawthorn is what's called a protogrove. The best way of explaining what a protogrove is it's sort of like a baby church. It's like you get, one or more people willing to establish something that's going to be more lasting.
Amber Bates says when the small group gathered to celebrate, she knew they would be able to create a community.
When we went to the ritual, we just all clicked really good. We were finishing each other's jokes, kind of. It was just really nice.
The group gets along on a personal level, but they have to jump several other hurdles before they can move from a protogrove to a fully chartered grove, allowing them nonprofit status through the government. On the agenda for the next few months are electing officers, establishing bylaws, and planning high day rituals. Key Kavarth says he's happy with their progress so far and thinks they'll be able to finish their steps by next fall.
We have existed as a protogrove for not even a year. It's kind of exciting that it's grown so effectively so quickly.
Part of White Hawthorn's mission is not just to gain recognition by the government, but also by the community at large. The group participates in quarterly community service projects, and their rituals are always open to anyone who wishes to join. Bates says things like this allow them to help others understand their beliefs.
We want this to be public. We want this to be an education for everybody around here, so anybody who does not mean us harm can come to it.
Despite all the goals they've set for themselves, Bates says she never forgets what the heart of White Hawthorn is about: sharing fellowship and establishing a spiritual home.
We're enjoying ourselves. That's all it is. We have fun with this, and we're serious about what we do, but if you take life too seriously about anything, I think you're wasting your time.
To learn more about White Hawthorn Protogrove, visit our website at columbiafaves.com. Evan Townsend, KBIA News.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. For more stories like this one, go to columbiafaithandvalues.com. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.